Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we are visiting again with our good friend, Dr. Guy Waters. Dr. Waters, welcome back.
Thank you, Dr. Nichols.
Dr. Waters is a professor of New Testament at Reformed Theological Seminary in Jackson, Mississippi, and he has a forthcoming book, and it is a commentary on the Acts of the Apostles. Now, who is the author of the Acts of the Apostles, Dr. Waters?
That would be Luke.
That would be Luke. Now, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. Who is your favorite historian?
I'm going to have to say Luke.
That would be Luke, too. There we go. So, you know, we forget that sometimes, don't we? These are biblical authors. They are under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. They are writing God's inerrant revelation to us. But they are also people. Mm-hmm. God uses human instruments, and Luke is a person with his personality and his background. And it strikes me as I read Luke Acts that he's a rather careful historian. Would you like to tell us a little bit about Luke as an historian?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think when you read Acts and you read the Gospel, because they are a two-volume work, they're intended to be read together, and they're a seamless composition. Luke was a man of incredible literary skill. He is also a very careful historian. One of the striking things to me is that Luke lets on in the course of Acts that he, on occasion, traveled with the Apostle Paul. You'll notice that sometimes he shifts from, well, they did this, they went here, they did this, to all of a sudden, and we did this, and we did this, and we went here. So Luke was not only a man who was chronicling events, but he was experiencing many
events.
An
eyewitness to these things, firsthand experience traveling with Paul.
That's right. And what's striking is that Luke's care as an historian has been vindicated by research. He's come under some pretty hot scrutiny, but he's always been vindicated, whether it's the title of an official or a geographical detail. Luke always comes out shining. So he was a meticulous historian. He's very careful.
Luke had a sense that what this is. This is the chronicle and his gospel. This is the chronicle of Christ. Mm-hmm. And in Acts, this is the chronicle of the church as it picks up once Christ ascends mm-hmm. into heaven. And that causes him to take his task very seriously of getting this down right.
Exactly. I think one of the most important verses for the study of Acts is chapter 1, verse 8, where Jesus, just before his ascension, tells the apostles that the gospel is going to go from Jerusalem to Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. And that is a momentous event when the gospel crosses that threshold definitively and decisively. And so Luke was watching something, witnessing something that was epic-making. And so it's, I think, a tribute that he took that so seriously. And as you say, writing by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he took such care to ensure that we would have a faithful record of one of the most important movements in history.
So here we are now in our day with this reliable account mm-hmm. in front of us of the words and works of Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember a lot of folks call him Dr. Luke mm-hmm. and assume that Dr. Luke has some medical training. Yes. Do you have any idea on that or comment on that for us?
Well, Paul does refer to him at the end of Colossians as Luke, the beloved physician. So it seems that he had some medical training, and there have been efforts to try and discern indications of his medical background from Acts. That's not been altogether successful or persuasive. But if you know people in medicine, or if a listener happens to be in medicine, you know that medical people are people who are attuned to detail. And so that training was—
You hope they are people attuned to
precisely.
Detail.
Precisely. So that training in the providence of God prepared Luke to be the careful and meticulous historian that he showed himself to be.
Thank you for visiting with us. Thank you for helping us think about Luke, the historian, in his two-volume work.
Thank you.
I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History. We have a few seconds left, so here's a great quote from the Puritan Thomas Shepard. To sit still and see nothing and do nothing is not faith, but sloth.